Welcome back to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
Yes, and we always in the house, honey.
Yes, we are.
And speaking of being in the house, I think I'm going to watch that cocaine beer movie.
When it comes out, yeah.
It comes out February 24th on our mama's birthday. Yes,
so we might got to get us some Colt 45 and find one of those free sites for the movies.
a fire stick or something. Yeah, because you know it's gonna be all the way live. It's a true story,
unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what got me. I'm like a bear in 1985, you know, ate a whole bag
or sniffed a whole bag. He was really hungry, must smell like honey.
And the man who had dropped a bag of cocaine, he ended up dying, right?
Yeah, because he jumped out of the plane because, you know, he didn't want to get caught. Uh-huh. He was a former narcotics officer and a convicted drug smuggler. His name was Andrew C. Thornton II. Ooh, he had a nice fancy name. Yeah.
R.I.P. Andrew.
Yeah.
And the bear. And the bear is on display.
In Lexington, Kentucky.
He'll never rest in peace.
Never rest in peace for poor bear, man. They got him like...
put the bear on display, though.
Got a Kentucky hat on and everything.
Wow.
That's so crazy, poor bear.
The bear is famous.
They forgot the cocaine.
The bear is famous for being a cocaine. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, he was named that in 2015. They named him Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear. The Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, he snorted 40 plastic containers of cocaine.
Wow. Well, rest in peace to the Cocaine
Bear. Hey, but he looked like he died happy.
I'm sure he did. You know, nice, I think cocaine is an upper, right? It's not a downer. Uh-huh, it's so upper. He was hype. He was all the way live.
You know, and thank God nobody was around him because, you know, that would have been ugly. Well, he might have just tried to hug everybody. Who knows? But sometimes cocaine make people mad, though. So,
oh, no, but I can't wait to see the movie and see, you know, what exactly went down or, you know, what kind of what went down because it's always based on the truth.
But what I want to know is why are they releasing the movie in Black History Month?
Yeah, and I think it's a predominantly black cast, too.
I don't know. Let me look it up. But
what's going on with this Jonah Hill and Lauren London kiss on you people? So,
why Jonah Hill look like a cocaine addict himself in the movie?
Who's your coke guy? Call your coke guy.
You're a coke guy.
And he's like, I don't have a coke guy. And he's like, yeah, you do.
And then the coke guy come up. And he put his knuckles out. It says coke guy on his knuckles. Yeah, coke guy.
Wow.
And then he's like, you sent me that nice basket of, what was it, edible arrangements. And he threw him a whole big ass bag of cocaine. Let's quit. But that CGI kiss.
Yes, that was horrible.
That CGI kiss. A guy that was in a movie that played one of Jonah Hill's friends, the Ezra guy's friends in the movie.
Yeah.
He said that at the end of the movie, they went towards each other and then the camera like went
cut
off.
Yeah,
cut off. And then when he saw the movie, I guess, when he saw it, they actually kissed it. He knew that they didn't kiss.
Yeah, they didn't kiss.
And if you really, really look, I don't know, maybe it's the picture I looked up online or whatever, but they didn't kiss. And you could tell she didn't ever want to kiss him in that movie. That was the only problem.
Yeah, it was no real chemistry between them.
None.
Yeah, it wasn't even no friendly chemistry. Like, did they even speak on set? Like, I was like, it didn't even seem like she really liked him.
Oh, but when she
was
interviewed, she said that,
she thought he was a nice guy.
He was a nice guy, and I didn't think I was going to really get along with him. But I'm sorry, he do look like he on coke the whole time in that damn movie.
Wow.
He do. I'm sorry.
He was the cocaine bear in that movie. Well, rest in peace to that kiss he didn't get.
Yes.
And rest in peace to those people in Turkey and Syria.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
So that's like the worst earthquake
since 1999
that Turkey
had.
In
1999, the earthquake was 7.6 magnitude, and
this
killed 18,000 people.
Yeah, this one so far has killed 21,000
people. So far, they found 21,000 people dead. But that is between Turkey and Syria.
And this was a 7.8 earthquake.
Yeah,
7.8. Yeah. But what was so amazing, though, that 10-year-old girl, like after 90 hours under rubble, she was found, you know, alive. You know,
yes, that's a blessing from
blessing.
God.
Yes, you know it. You better know it. You better know it. Won't he do it
all the time?
Yes, and all the bad things that happened. You know, all the people that were lost, to all the families that lost somebody. You know, R.I.P. and my condolences to y'all.
Yes.
It's a really horrible thing to go through.
So horrible.
So horrible. But what else is horrible? Why is Raisha the new hostess?
It's
the new host.
One of them, yeah.
Oh, the Breakfast Club. I don't even understand it. I don't get the dynamic.
I don't know.
Have you listened to the show since he joined?
I don't listen to really nothing unless it's like a popular topic come up or something I really want to hear about. So
Ray J is the new host of the Breakfast Club, I guess. I don't know.
Tonight we're drinking. Wrestling, I think. Is that what it's
wrestling,
called?
Wrestling, yeah.
Something like that. I can look it up.
But Ray J, how many jobs you need? Like,
he's already a multi-millionaire,
multiple millions, got them digits behind, double digits behind the millions.
Yeah, 14 million last I checked.
So, the Breakfast Club.
Maybe he wants his voice to still be heard every day. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, they don't, you know, even though they have money, they still get bored after a while. You know, they be through with it, sitting around just drinking and smoking and going on vacations. It do get old. I'm sorry.
Sitting around watching TV and seeing
what other people doing.
You think that's what he doing now? He running companies and stuff?
He's just
the one that owns it and somebody else runs it.
Probably, because it would be easier that way.
You know, that's how they do it.
And just raking the money and spending, yeah.
But what about these people that got fired? The paramedics are now fired.
Yeah, two paramedics.
A couple of firefighters are fired or suspended or whatever. You know how they
suspended,
do.
Suspended, but yeah.
Suspended. Eventually, they should be fired over Tyree Nichols.
They should be fired because I got fired for nothing. So.
Yeah, because of the Tyree Nichols case. I said Tyrese. It's Tyree Nichols.
Yes. Oh, my God.
That
just don't make no sense what happened to him.
So,
they just got beat up, and the police, nobody was checking on him to see if he was okay.
No, like, they basically all had a hand in his eventual death.
Yes.
His eventual death. And they need to go. Everybody need to be charged. I'm sorry. I don't have no sympathy for none of them.
I don't either. Nobody deserves to lay in the ground and lay on a fucking concrete and die. Nobody. I don't care who you are.
These motherfuckers must have been homeschooled.
Not rapists.
What was it called?
Intentional murderers.
The distant homeschool.
dissident homeschool. Oh my God, we ain't gonna talk about that. Yeah, well, I guess we're gonna have to talk about that.
They had to be. I'm sorry. They must have grew up.
They had to grow up that way. Yeah, so it's just the black man dying in the streets. Because these motherfuckers believe they teach kids that Martin Luther King Jr. was trying to separate the country. And what was it?
What a dissident homeschool. It's a real thing. Like, they got 2,400 members.
Yeah.
And they teach the teachings of Hitler.
Yes, they teach them how to copy the speeches of Hitler in cursive.
In cursive,
because apparently that's more important than learning about diversity and people's rights. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, it sounds real crazy.
No, no, girl. They teach that Martin Luther King is I quote from Vice News, deceitful, dishonest, riot-inciting Negro.
Oh, God.
And he is the face of the movement, which ethnically cleansed whites out of urban areas like we chose that. Mm-mm. Girl, what you doing?
I just had to play it again, you know, like,
who
does it? Like, who does
that shit the fuck? Ethnically cleansed whites out of urban areas. No, suburbia was a thing, and so they promoted suburbia so bad, people moved out of there because they wanted to get away from Negroes. It ain't got nothing to do with no but cleansing whites out of urban areas. I mean, I guess they're saying that because he wanted black people to be involved, you know, have equal rights. I guess somehow that made whites not be able to stay in urban areas because they had to be around blacks and they didn't want to be around. I don't know what the fuck this thing is supposed to be doing.
No, it's kind of like the Grammys don't really want to be around us, but they keep on.
Oh my God, let's not talk about
it. Keep on trying to claim that they not so white, you know.
Yeah, so I'm through with them motherfuckers.
They had Trevor Noah host, you know, he's all about black rights and you know, the freedom, emancipation of black people, because we still ain't emancipated, girl. I don't care what they say, you know, we still trying to get emancipated. They holding us down like a motherfucker. But how the hell did Samara Joy
Has a beautiful voice. She's a beautiful black woman.
But she only got 610,000 views on this song that she won Best New Artist for. Let's play the song. Let's just play it.
Yeah.
This is Samara Joy. Girl, you deserve your credits or your name or whatever said right. Because, like you said, she is a beautiful singer. But her song is called Guess Who I Saw Today.
And I like jazz.
She's a jazz singer.
It's still kind of
jazz
boring.
Jazz singer.
Sorry.
No, this song is boring. I'm sorry. Don't fall asleep.
Summertime.
You're so late. Getting home from the office.
Nigga, where you been?
Did you miss your train?
Or were you with some hoe?
Were you caught in the rain?
Let me quit.
Okay, let her take it.
No, don't bother to explain. Can I fix you a quick martini? As a matter of fact,
you know she does. She like 21. I don't know.
Yeah, 22, I think.
To tell you the truth, I've had quite a day.
Okay, enough of that.
I'm sorry. That you should have won.
Toby and Fat.
Good dog, I'm extra unique. My whole aura screen telling. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Wine is just a picture on
paper. I'm from the wind. Exactly.
My partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter their palate. Yeah. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure. Yeah. That little P365 was just that starter pistol. Yeah. She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. That means bold. I was told by the G's of bold. Yeah. Keep your lady close.
You know what? I know what it was. I know why Samara won.
Why?
Because white people listen to her. No, I'm joking. No, don't take this shit. White people listen to Toby. Asian people, everybody listens to Toby, so that's another thing. Everybody, yes. I'm pretty sure everybody's not listening to Samara, because there's no way. And then I looked at the comments on underneath her Grammy video, and it's like all in different foreign languages. So who is actually listening to her music? Ain't the Grammys an American show?
Yes, it's an American show. It's about American...
Well, they have other people from other countries.
Yeah, but it's about what's popular in America.
That's what I thought. That's maybe what I that's like. But
apparently it's about who they want to win.
She got some good connections though. I looked her up. She got some good connections. Yeah, but a lot of jazz greats are following her. She went to an amazing school in New York, I believe. I'm not exactly sure. Let me check. In New York, I do believe.
Oh, yeah, if you're from New York, you know, you get all the clout or whatever. But I ain't never heard of you getting an award just because you're from New York. I'm just confused. I don't understand.
Guess the Kings.
Like, maybe they just wanted to give it to
show that they're not so white. Because, that's Oscars and Grammys so white has been like a mantra or hashtag for so long. So
I mean, forever, because Grammys is so white. I'm just sorry. I guess they thought they were proving that they weren't so white this year. They said that this was a historical Grammys because they did the 50-year tribute to 50 years of hip-hop.
Really?
Yeah, they did a 50 years of hip-hop tribute. And
I'm gonna take a sip on that.
Yep, take a couple sips. It was horrible. I'm sorry, because they did like through the ages, they had all the greats come out, all the old greats and everything.
Oh, I got to watch the highlights.
Yeah, you gotta watch the highlights. It was pretty good, but they only got like 2 seconds of each song.
What?
Yeah, like it was like something I've never seen before on the Grammys, but also it was like very horrible, like in rushed. It's like rushed performance. Like,
oh man,
it wasn't
see
a
that.
Real tribute, but you know the BET Awards is coming up, so they'll do the right tribute to the 50 years
and,
of hip-hop.
And hopefully, you know, at that point, the people who were looked over in the Grammys will get an award because, I mean, like nobody knows Samara Joy.
Nobody knows her, and maybe they was trying to introduce her to mainstream, but. That song will never be mainstream.
No, never.
Never.
No offense.
Never.
As beautiful never. As her
it's
voice
a
is.
Good Broadway song. Like in a play,
had
I can see it.
J. Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, they had a lot of great artists. A lot of great artists. It was.
But Kendrick Lamar won the best rap album.
Oh, every year. Doesn't he win every year?
Mm-hmm.
I think Kendrick Lamar is like they favorite. They rapper that they
Dr.
like to nominate.
Dr. Dre won
her.
The Global Impact Award. Oh, that's what, okay.
It's
okay.
His award. He came up with the
what
award.
Line?
No, it's like, it's called the Dr. Dre Global Impact Award.
Oh, so they made the award specifically for him.
Yeah, it's just for him.
Well, Access Hollywood has a highlight on that the hip-hop tribute. So let me listen to a little bit of that.
Okay.
Okay, that no Access Hollywood. That's not what I want to hear.
Yeah, that was the little bit she said before she did her "Who You Calling a Bitch?"
Oh my god,
UNITY. You gotta let them know.
And
you're a black woman from infinity to infinity. I love that song, girl. But it was so bad, though. It was so rushed.
I'm gonna catch up. Yeah.
It was rushed.
I'm probably just gonna play games on my phone, but
oh, the last artist that came out was like the biggest song on TikTok right now.
Oh wait, so what did Beyonce win?
Like 2 Grammys, I think. I think Beyonce won 2 Grammys that
when
night.
When Justin
like,
breaks down, we don't want to hear you. No.
But I'm pretty sure Beyonce won like 2 Grammys.
Okay, so I don't know exactly she won them for because, of course, I didn't win it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Let me Google it. What did Beyonce win at the Grammys 2023?
Oh, Lizzo won Record of the Year for About Damn Time.
Bonnie Raitt won
Song of the Year, I believe.
Beyonce won
Best R&B song?
Mm. Yeah, best R&B song. Best
and R&B Lizzo won Record of the Year. Okay, go Lizzo. Record of and the she year. Was genuinely surprised.
For about damn time, yeah. She's just sitting there chilling with Adele, and then she really won, yeah.
Did Adele win anything?
I don't know. You know, probably so. You know, I don't know.
Her music kills it, though. I gotta give it to her.
Yeah, Adele is
cool. But Lizzo and a lot of these other people, they're just like...
They deserve to win.
Yeah.
But Bonnie Raitt's song was up against Lizzo. It was up against...
Well, it was a song of the year, I believe. So.
Yeah, but it's up against Lizzo. It's up against Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, ABCFU. The girl that sings that song, ABCDFU. You gotta play it, though.
I love that song.
Oh my God. No, but, yeah.
ABCDE, fuck you. And your mom, and your sister, and your job, and your broke ass car, and that thing called. It's your car.
What is it? ABCD.
ABCDE.
ABCD.
Go, Lizzo!
F, is it F-U?
Yeah, F-U.
F-U. So. Yeah, that song is called too. But,
I love that song.
You got to pull up Bonnie Raitt song. But this song
no, I'm not gonna called... I'm not going to do that to these people. Because they're going to be like, what the fuck?
Don't do it.
I mean, I'd say I don't like the song. Because
you don't know it, though. Like, who knows it? And she was.
A lot of people know this song.
Well, Bonnie Raitt, like, nobody knows her song. And she beat her.
I do believe so. Let me see.
Yeah, she beat her.
Her name's Gail.
Yeah, Gail. Okay, so that's crazy. Yeah, so I guess the Grammys was picking and choosing whoever they wanted to win that night. Yeah. It didn't have nothing to do with album sales.
Nothing like that, but nothing Beyonce to do did with... win an award for the most Grammys ever, I guess?
No. She won for Electro, something about Electro, some...
Her,
Electro, it was some type of new genre.
No, it's an old genre. It's really popular in gay clubs and...
Oh, yeah. That genre, yeah. So, yeah, it's old, but, I mean, it's a new genre for her.
Always is trying some new genres, mm-hmm. which she does pretty good at all. I gotta give it to her. Yeah, that country
not
song,
pretty good. She used to go.
She sung on her album, that one album where she was talking about, what is it called, Lemonade? Oh my God.
Daddy Lessons.
Yeah, Daddy Lessons. That's our
Daddy
song
Lessons,
right there.
Yes, yeah. Came into this world, Daddy's little girl, and Daddy made a soldier out of me. Yeah, that was a good
one. I love that song.
Beyonce always kills, but yeah, she holds the record now for most Grammys ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody can touch her. She's the GOAT.
Yeah, she is the GOAT.
She just did it. I think Trevor Noah, he said, yep, there's no denying who the GOAT is. Yeah. She did that, honey.
She so did.
She did it, yes. And, you know, we hope to be the GOAT of this podcast shit soon.
Yes. soon enough.
That's where we going with this shit. You know, we all like it. We can't go up against motherfuckers this out here on the regular radio trying to get job in radio. You know, like, we can't go to Radio One. And try to go up against Ray J.
Heck no.
Ray J or Queen Latifah.
Or the Brat. The Brat is on
D.L. Hughley.
Yeah,
oh,
D.L.
my God.
Hughley, he killed it.
If it's between me, I went to school for journalism looking motherfucker, or I'm Ray J. who gonna get the job? You know what I'm saying?
Definitely Ray J.
So we out here doing our own thing, honey. We out here doing our own thing. We gonna stay on our nerd girl shit.
Cause it's food out here for everybody.
it's enough for all of us to eat, honey, you know, and enough for all of us to live our dreams. And it's so many different ways that they are allowing us to live our dreams nowadays. And I love it. I love it. You ain't no stopping us. We can't be stopped. We won't be stopped. And this is our time to shine, honey, because we are always and forever going to be
honestly unbothered.
Maybe one day we'll win a Grammy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe we gotta sing a Samara J song.
Yes, and to know
so much and the living.
So no, she killed it though. Nah, my grandmother could kill that song though.
I can kill that motherfucker.
Fish are jumping.
We ain't got time for that shit tonight though. So as always, we don't mean to hurt feelings. This is our opinions only. You know, we love it or you love it, you hate it. We love it. And as always, we are honestly unbothered. Stay tuned for the next episode, honey. It's coming soon your way.
And we will start doing video podcasts as soon as we get all that stuff worked out, the logistics worked out and all that.
Yes, video podcast, live shows coming soon. Honestly, I'm bothered.
We didn't come too late, went straight to the club. Niggas hate to turn and try to see who we are. Getting all the looks and they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't.
Bitches on the head and us.
Fuck them hoes.
Clink, clink.
You make it another say, throw your hands in the sky. Cardi, pop a bottle, roll up and get high. If it shows you looking good, when you see. And they don't like what you do, so what it means. Bitches gon' be back at us. Bitches gon' be back at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad.
Gon' be mad.
And they just gon' be mad.
Gon' be mad.
And they just gon' be mad.
Gon' be mad.
And they just gon' be mad.
Gon' be mad at us.
When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us.
Maybe
they just gon' be mad at us.
I don't.
There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.